you very much for tuning up on Let's Get Down to Business. This is brought to you by InnovoCollective.com. Thank you for the ones who are joining us in social media, Facebook and Instagram Live. We appreciate everybody who's tuning up through all the platforms available, iTunes, Spotify, etc., etc. And we have a special guest today. Her name is Omega Celeste. She's a proud Brooklyn native, and she's a graduate of Morgan State University. She's right now the owner and operator of 7 in Lane Creative Consulting. Welcome to the show, and can you please introduce yourself?
Hi, everybody. My name is Omega, and what I do is pair business owners, especially busy business owners, with a visual and digital presence for their business. I work a lot with entrepreneurs, a lot of solopreneurs who, you know, one-stop shop. I do also work with some churches and ministries. Basically, people that are excellent at what they do. They know their business and they know their arena inside and out. But when it comes to the visual aspect, that's where it gets a little tricky, and that's right, not their arena. Right. So that's where I kind of bridge the gap to make sure that their audience is really getting who they are. In the best way possible, so that when they show up, they do it well.
So I'm glad to hear that that's part of the things that you do as the owner of your business, because that is specifically the topic that we're going to talk today and about social media and how social media can help you achieve your goals as a brand, as a business. You know, if it's getting clients, if it's visitors, or you know, any type of things that you need to local office, your storefront, or maybe even to your website.
Right.
So we have a few things that we want to speak, we're going to talk about today. And one of the main reasons is because us as a company, we have a lot of customers that come and they are in like 7-8 social platforms.
Yes.
And they spend so much time doing social media, trying to get the right clients, but they don't really focus their efforts in the right social media. Mm-hmm. They don't focus themselves in the right target audience. And I believe that, you know, the right way to start, if you have the time, I mean, be my guest, it's best if you can, you know, target a lot of social media. But if your business is selling cars, wouldn't you prefer to spend more time selling cars than actually spending on the social media? So that's what we're going to talk about. How can we know what is the right social media for your business? How can you get to know or choose the right social media for your business? And we have three steps that we normally follow with our clients and with the people that we talk to. But we want to know what's your experience in terms of social media with these companies, even with your own company.
I think that in terms of choosing the right social media platform, it all depends on what you want the end result to be and what you can manage. Some people think that they have to do everything because everything is available. But in all honesty, if you just chose one or two, depending on the audience, you'd be better off. If you want to sell things or basically show your day-to-day, then you might want to choose Instagram. If you want to be more community-focused and more people-focused and really be in touch with your customers, Facebook might be the way to go. If it's about sharing articles or giving out bits of information, then Twitter would be your avenue. LinkedIn is a bit for a more mature demographic, and it's more showing achievements, and it's almost like a job hunting. A lot of people more so use LinkedIn for that. But it's all about really defining what you want the end goal to be. What's the main call to action that your business has?
Correct.
And then going forward and seeing which social media platform will help you get there instead of just diving in with everything, because then it just gets really confusing from there.
Correct. And it's very, all these things that you're telling are very important, and we're going to especially talk about that, of these three steps to identify what's the right social media. The first one is you actually have to identify your audience. You need to know who are you trying to target. It also, that all depends on what's your product, what are you selling, what are you promoting. So you can't really sell baby clothing to a teenager. You know, you cannot sell a football or a basketball ball to an 80-year-old man, you know? So it's, right. it's you have to know what is your target audience. And in order for you to do that, you have to actually ask yourself several questions about your business. You could ask yourself, like, what is your typical customer? Who is the people who normally calls you or talks to you? How old are they? Are they a female? Are they male? What is the income in education that also affects the price and the cost of your product or your service? What's the interest outside outside your product? You know, what else did they do? Because depending on that, you can relate your product to those specific interests.
Absolutely.
That's the step one. The step two is define your goals. As you were saying, so in order for you to choose the right social media, you need to know what you want to achieve with this social media.
Right.
It's great to have a lot of time to do all this social media. If you have employees that can do that for you, it's amazing. But nonetheless, I mean, it's important to have a good quality social media than just be posting everywhere and, you know, just posting whatever.
Stretching yourself too far.
Exactly.
A lot of times I see a lot of entrepreneurs do that and business owners do that. They stretch themselves way too thin because, again, this is may not be their avenue.
Correct.
So they're diving in something and they're drowning because it's just too much. And if you go online, you can get overwhelmed by the information.
Correct. So when it comes to creating your social media goals, it's very important to brainstorm a list of both of typical and unusual ways that you can use the social media. I've seen so many companies that use, like, for example, Twitter, they use it for help, you know, or
right.
for support. If someone needs the information about their product or they have an issue with it, they can talk to them through Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter's the number one place to go.
Exactly. I mean, I've done it myself with the MTA, you know, like...
I've done it with the city.
Exactly. Exactly. So there's so many companies out there. Netflix has something like that. And Sprint and AT&T and all these companies have this type of services with Twitter. And that's an unusual way to use a social media that a lot of people don't have in mind. They think it's just like posting and not
right.
really connecting with your audience. So that's a very important thing. You need to know what you're going to do with this social media. What is it you're trying to do? You're trying to get subscriptions, you're trying to get clients, you're trying to get visits to your website, you're trying to get reservations mm-hmm. to your restaurant, you want people to order online, etc., etc., etc. And the third step that we need to really think after these two, after identifying your audience and defining your goals, is where can you find your audience? Okay, after you have these two steps, now you have to really think about where you should go. So as you said, like if it would be a restaurant or it would be fashion, normally people would go to Instagram because people now Instagram provides you the stories and provides you the IGTV and you know these stories can also have a link to your website. You can have
exactly.
a link to
mm-hmm.
A specific product that you want to sell. But you know, in my experience with my clients is it's been so overwhelming. Everybody wants to be everywhere because they think that having all this social media will increase their sales, and the truth is, it's not. So, in your opinion, or what are the best social media for let's say, as a lawyer or a doctor or someone that wants to provide their services, a programmer, social, you know, a software developer?
Lawyers and doctors, I would say Facebook. I would say Yelp, because for those things, reviews are key. They really count. And depending on the type of doctor you are, if you're doing plastic surgery, I would go with Instagram because you get the opportunity to do the befores and the afters. And people really need to see that. Depending on what you're selling, Instagram might be the way to go. Now they've incorporated some more tools so you can shop directly from Instagram. Facebook, it might be a little bit more difficult. LinkedIn, if you're doing articles, if your demographic are people that will read you know, you can do LinkedIn because there you have the articles and things like that. People spend more time doing it. So it really depends on who your audience is.
I had this restaurant that were posting all the time, and they were not using the right keywords. And they would start using the right keywords and start seeing a lot more visitors to it. What would be your best advice on how to choose the right word, the right phrase for the hashtag?
I would say put yourself in the mind of your ideal customer. When you know their personality, you know their age range, you know what they want from you based on your product or service, what would they be looking for? What is popular? And search other hashtags. You can look and see what people are looking for, what they're searching for, how long they've been searching. You can see if a certain hashtag has maybe 500 views or 500 uses versus something that has a few hundred thousand. Then you know that this is really popular.
Right.
This is what people are looking for. And you can kind of pattern your own searches and your own hashtags after that.
Correct. So, I mean, we all know there are tons of social media, and there's always new social media coming out every
yes.
day. You know, we have Snapchat, and we have these other social media. They make videos of singing and stuff like that. And I've seen now people starting to use that. One of the, you know, the one of my favorite YouTubers is called, his name is Casey Neistat.
Okay.
So he has, he created his company, it was a tech company, by talking about his daily life. He created a blog, right? And he got so many people engaged in that, you know, when he took the application social media out, a lot of people wanted to come in, you know, what are you getting? At the end of the day, he sold the company and everything, but I think the way that he did it as starting in YouTube as a social media to try to track the attention of people
yeah.
and then reveal what he was trying to do, it was, I think it was genius. This is not only the only option. I mean, there's tons of options right there. YouTube I really like because most of the applications you need to create an account. YouTube, you don't have to.
No, you don't.
Exactly. So you can't just go there and just write down whatever you want and something's going to pop up, right?
YouTube you'll get lost because you'll click on one thing and you can keep going and going and going for miles, depending on what you're searching for. And there's so much information. Pinterest is almost the same way, where it's just like this vast amount of information and articles and tips and tricks. And YouTube is the same way.
See, for Pinterest, we have here some data that says that the ages are from 18 to 35,
mm-hmm.
and 80% of the people who use Pinterest are female.
Yes.
So these platforms is really good for people who has selling clothes or art or food business or anything that comes with like crafts. You know, you're doing this with paper and this and that and that. This is a perfect place for that kind of stuff. So if you're selling something for mature men, this wouldn't be the right social media.
No, it would not.
Exactly. So there are tons of apps out there. I always suggest the companies that I work with to only pick three maximum, because it will take you time.
Definitely.
It will take you time not only to post it, but to come up with new ideas to post.
Yes.
To post very often. So there are a few apps that I would like to recommend to our audience and to people who's listening to us, because these applications are free. And what better way to, you know, do business with free things?
Absolutely.
Obviously, I mean, they have their premium versions, but their free versions are actually available, and they're really, really good for just starting your business, or even if you're already a developed business and you don't have a designer and you don't have someone that can take care of that as like a full-time job.
Yeah.
These are great applications, and the first one is Canva.com.
I love Canva.
what can you say about Canva?
I was a little skeptical at first because I'm a graphic designer also. So it was just like, is this, you know, a replacement? But working with it, and once I really dived in, I saw that Canva was a real asset because I have clients, like I said, that are solopreneurs and entrepreneurs. And what Canva does is it can help bridge the gap so that you're designing and what your client needs, you can kind of help them along, especially in the way of templates.
Right.
So that maybe if they don't have someone full-time on staff, you can at least get them started with the templates and they can kind of take it from there and they don't feel so helpless.
Right.
It kind of gives them a sense of confidence, like, I can do this, I can carry my business forward and not feel like I have to lean on somebody each and every single step of the way. So Canva is really great at bridging that gap and making it easy for clients.
Yeah, and in my experience, Canva is great, but I wouldn't feel that it's a replacement for graphic designers. I think graphic designers are very, very important still in this day and age, because there's so many things that it's not possible to do through these type of platforms. But what this platform can help you, that you can do flyers, you can do your business cards, you can create posts for your social media, posters, and so many other things available for free on this platform. The next platform that I really like, and I used to use a different one, this one actually blew my mind in terms of quality. Mm-hmm. His name is Impresso, Impresso.com, like Espresso, Impresso.com. And this is an app that you download to your phone. This is you're selling clothes, right? So you take a picture of the shirt and the pants and the shoes or whatever. And then you go to this app and creates a video or kind of slides with your pictures and puts music, and you can add text, and it makes it really, it looks very professional. And one of the most important parts, not only is having a great, knowing what target audience it is you have to also be able to have engaging posts, engaging content. Because otherwise people, they will probably visit you once, and if it's nothing,
back.
Exactly, it's not not interesting, not cute or cool or whatever word they want to use. But if it doesn't grab their attention, they're just gonna forget about you.
You have a very short window to grab people's attention, and you've got to use all the tools that you can in order to make that happen.
Correct. So quality is very, very important when you have your social media. And the last application is called Buffer.com. And the reason why I love Buffer is because it cuts your time so much.
Your eyes just lit up when you said Buffer.
But Buffer is a great tool. First of all, again, they have a free version. Mm-hmm. But it allows you to post one time, and it automatically will spread it into the minimum of three social media. You know, it could be Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. And it automatically puts it over there. And not only that, you can also schedule your post. So if you're not going to be available the whole week, you can just create the post and put it there. And Monday at 6 o'clock, automatically is going to, you know, post.
It'll be there.
Exactly.
I think that some clients, they're excited about that, but they may get a little intimidated when it comes to the content planning or content creation. But there are even other tools to help you manage that and to get over that hump. That's the biggest part, is the creating the content so that you have something to schedule.
Correct.
Because you can really, really get like so much help from something like Buffer or even some of the other platforms that do the same kind of thing. But you just got to make sure that everything is set up so that it really works for you and you can get back to your business.
Correct. It's important what you said is get back to your business. I mean, the main important part if you're a car dealer is to actually sell cars. So you want to spend less time possible on social media. So one of the things that I recommend with these three applications, the reason why I chose these three applications is because all three can help you to boost your social media. And not only that, do it in the less time possible. So you already have a good quality videos Impresso.com, and then you also have a good quality post and graphics with Canva.com. Mm-hmm. You only need a platform that will be able to help you to spread that that social media. So all these three applications, if you spend at least 2 hours a week, I can assure you that you can have at least 2 to 3 posts every week done for the rest of the week, and you can just focus on what you have to do. So this is very important, and I wanted to share with all of our audience about these applications and that is very important for you to focus your time in the right social media. So before we go, I just want to ask you to tell us how they can contact you and how can you help them out and, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
I can be contacted at 7thandlane.com or on any social platform, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at 7th and Lane. You can find me there, send me a message, and just contact me. Make an appointment. You can do a discovery call. And if you need help connecting your visuals and your digital presence with your business, I'm the one to talk to. I'll be more than happy to help.
Perfect. Thank you very much. We're going to put all her information in the links and the information of the show. Again, thank you very much for joining us today in the show. Thank you guys for tuning up and
for having me.
No, it was a pleasure having you. It's always good to have people that actually knows, because that's what we want to give to an audience, you know, information, real good information that they can use. Again, thank you very much, guys. Please stay in touch. Check our next podcast. Go to innovocollective.com. You can listen to our podcast over there or any other platform that you can imagine. Thank you very much and see you next time.